converts. The second largest city in Ukraine, Kharkiv, is under very heavy shelling at this moment, according to VOA reporters on the scene. They've received reports about the shelling of the city center, particularly residential areas. VOA's Anna Chernikova has more.
So this is basically the main, the most tragic, probably, shelling of the past day. In general, I can say that Kharkiv region is also very badly damaged, and we know about at least two people injured, and also there might be casualties, but for the moment we don't have it confirmed. Also, Donetsk region remains, Donbas remains under very heavy fightings, and so we don't have, you know, confirmed reports about any big advances from either sides. But we know that a lot of Donetsk area cities and little towns and villages are very much under Russian fire.
Ukraine urged Russia Wednesday to halt its shelling of the route to be taken by the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, to reach a Russian-occupied nuclear plant as the inspectors reached the southern city of Zaporizhia. The team, led by the head of the IAEA, were expected to continue the final leg of their journey to the nuclear plant Thursday through Russian-occupied territory. As the team set off from Kyiv, Ukraine accused Russian forces of firing on Energodar, a town with a pre-war population of about 50,000 people, which is next to the plant. The fate of Europe's largest atomic facility, which is located on the front line of the fighting, has stoked fears of a nuclear disaster. This is VOA News. Reaction continues to pour in on the death of the last Soviet Union leader, Mikhail Gorbachev. He died Tuesday at the age of 91. In China, a spokesperson for the Chinese Foreign Ministry paid tribute to Gorbachev Wednesday, saying, quote, "He made positive contributions to the normalization of relations between China and Soviet Union," end quote. Outgoing British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hailed Gorbachev as a person who changed the world.
Of course, Mikhail Gorbachev is one of those people who triggered a change, a series of changes that perhaps he didn't anticipate. Maybe he paid his own political price for it, but when history is written, he will be, I think, one of the authors of a fantastic change for the better in the world.
Gorbachev was remembered in the Baltic states Wednesday as a repressive autocrat who unsuccessfully tried to stop them from breaking away from the Soviet Union. He tried to prevent Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania from seceding after all three declared independence in 1990, after 5 decades under Moscow's rule. Gorbachev was in power less than 7 years, but he unleashed a breathtaking series of changes. It included the freeing of Eastern European nations from Russian domination and the toppling of the Berlin Wall. Gorbachev resigned in 1991. The Soviet Union later collapsed. The United States is providing an additional $30 million through USAID after the United Nations and Pakistan appealed for $160 million in emergency funding to help millions affected by record-breaking floods that have killed more than 1,160 people since mid-June. Floods have affected about 1 in 7 Pakistanis. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will visit Pakistan September 9th. The capital of the U.S. state of Mississippi is grappling with a major water crisis, not enough to drink, flush toilets, or fight fires, while some schools had to close and hold classes online. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
President Biden approved an emergency declaration for Mississippi, surging federal assistance to the region. Flooding from last week's storms exacerbated long-standing problems at Jackson's main water treatment plant. The city had already been under a boil water notice for a month. Some restaurants had to close. Sarah Friedler says things are bad at hers.
We have to boil all of our water. It adds so many more steps. And it's just scary because day to day we don't know what will happen.
The state has been giving out free water with people waiting in long lines. The governor also says they will hire additional contractors for the water treatment plant. I'm Julie Walker.
And recapping our top story, the second largest city in Ukraine, Kharkiv, is under very heavy shelling at this moment, according to VOA reporters. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.